Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast, featuring your favorite host.
Beautiful and lovely, talented.
Justin Horn.
World famous.
World famous?
And Jimmy Reese.
I said, honey, I think I got a tick in my butt crack.
I'm like a 16-year-old girl who just turned 16. Looking at me like I'm some crackhead.
Oh, I looked at him like he was a 16-year-old girl that just turned 16.
Spread his butt cheeks or something.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm nervous.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm good. That was a curveball.
Why?
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, you wouldn't expect me to talk?
I wasn't expecting you to say, how you doing, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a fireball talking.
He already forgot.
Yeah.
He already forgot. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm self-medicating today.
He is self-medicating with some fireball.
Yeah, about 48 hours, hardly any sleep, working night shift, all kinds of bull crap.
Yep. So we got a story for you about working night shift and fishing during the day.
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
First up, Illinois ASA Federation.
That's right.
Lazy and Kara Kunert.
Lazy?
Lazy.
Oh, what's the story behind this one?
So this past weekend was the Illinois and Indiana dual state ASA qualifier here at Osage.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale and Kara show up to the shoot Saturday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Kinda.
Kara was.
Right.
Dale was a little medicated.
Oh, yeah.
He had a kidney stone going on.
Okay.
He was hurting a little bit.
All right.
So I finally found out the truth. Dale is not really the Illinois ASA Federation. It's all Kara.
Right. He's just a piece of shit. That's all he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up
piece of garbage. He disappeared for like 4 hours.
Well, yeah. That's what I heard.
Gone.
Yeah.
Just disappeared.
Nobody knew where he was. He could have been in the bottom of the pond.
We didn't know.
No.
He just took off.
What the hell, Dale?
Dale was shooting with Gavin. They were going around taking videos and pictures, but still, he left Kara all by her lonesome.
I bet those are really good pictures.
Yeah. So yeah. It's Lazy and Kara Kunert.
Pictures of feet and butterflies and all kinds of
stuff. So here's the funny thing. While Dale's out on the course, my dad, Dale, and my mom, Nancy, show up. And Dustin's standing there at the counter helping people. And he's like, oh, hey, meet my girlfriend. And points to Kara. And they had no idea. They're like, oh, hi. How are you?
No
shit. Nice to meet you. And Dustin's like, yeah, but we can't talk to her like this when her husband comes back. He's out on the course right now. He doesn't know. And I guess my dad was like, the look on his face was like, what the hell, Dustin? They believed it. So for the rest of the day Saturday, it was the big joke that, you know, Dustin and Kara were dating. And I offered to get Dale and Kara a hotel room and said, hey, I'll buy the hotel room tonight if you guys want to stay in Marshall so you don't have to drive so far. And they're like, oh, we didn't bring clothes. And Dustin's like, hey, if you want, Tucker's got a full-size bed you can sleep on at my house.
Oh,
Dale.
Lord. That's awful.
Yeah. So, and then Dustin had to run home to get something. And he's like, Dale asked Dustin, he said, hey, you want to take Kara and have a dinner?
Dustin and Kara sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N.
He's got a great sense of humor about it. So, Dale and Kara Kunert, Illinois ASA Federation State Directors. Fantastic people. They do a great job.
Kara does. Kara does.
Kara does all the work.
Dale's a piece of shit. But yeah. Kara's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learned that today, too. I mean, so, Dale wasn't even here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that say about him? He doesn't even show up.
I don't know.
Sends his wife out in the high heat.
It's like 93 degrees outside.
With a heat index of 100 and something.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. She's all sweating. She's got gnats all over and stuff, you know?
Yeah. That made her sound bad. There may be some slight embellishment going on.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, Dale.
It's a commercial for Fireball, the embellishing liquid. No, but Dale and Kara, all kidding aside, do a great job. Check them out on Facebook. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Check out their events page. Find out where the shoots are at and go join them.
That's right.
Yep. Tell them the Wobbly Arrow sent you. Get your 10% off of nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nada.
Yeah. I mean, we had a foot in, but we're getting rid of that.
A foot in?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Oh, you had the bow shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Officially, today.
Today was the last day.
For the bow shoot and?
Bow shop closed Friday night.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all done.
I'm officially retiring to one job.
Out of business.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't think we'll ever have to buy broadheads again. or arrows in that matter.
It'll be a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we want to kill something, we probably got to brought it.
Yeah, anything. Zombies. Yeah. Elephants. We got it all.
Yeah, we got it all. We got a personal stash.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, next up, Sword Sights, Tree Limb Quivers. Two great sister companies made in the USA. Justin is holding his brand new sword jury sight.
As a matter of fact, Jimmy, why don't you go ahead and either take a picture or go live on Facebook. So, if our listeners want to go check it out, this is my custom sword sight. It is the jury. Are we going live?
I'm getting ready to go live right now. Starting now.
What's that?
Are we live?
We're live.
We're live. So for those of you who listen to the podcast and you're going to go come check this video out, go on our Facebook page. This is what we talk about when we talk about custom and sword sights. So I got the custom jury. I've got the size 10, all three pins.
10 thousandths.
10 thousandths, yeah. 0.010. Yeah. Anyway, so I got three pin instead of four. That's what I prefer, 20, 30, 40. Anything over 40, I can usually dial in on. And I don't have the dovetail. I actually have the fixed. Jimmy has the dovetail.
No, I've got the fixed as well.
You got the fixed? I thought you had the dovetail.
Nope.
Oh, man. I screwed up on that one. But, I mean, we get Jimmy's bow. So here's my custom.
And you can see the
sword sight.
The pins on this baby are green, yellow, green. And he went with all three 10,000 pins.
That's right.
So that's Justin's jury. Now I'm going to show you on the Facebook Live my jury. Same sight. Everything's the same. Same mount. But I went a little bit different. I went with a 19,000 pin on the top and then two 10,000. I went 19 on the top because at 20 yards, I want a bigger pin because you don't have to worry about it covering up as much target. But part of the reason is the bigger fibers hold light. They capture more light longer and later. So that's why I went with 19, 10, and 10.
And I completely agree with Jimmy, but my reasoning behind my 10,000 pins is because I really like to dial in my bow. And at 20 yards with a 10,000 pins versus a 19, you can dial it in that much more because it's not covering up as much as a target. This is all personal preference, guys. Nobody's better than the other person. Matter of fact, Jimmy's probably a better shot than me, even though he's got a bigger pin. It's just the way it is. But that's my plan, and we're both going to try to take a deer 80 yards this year. We are. That's the whole competition. 80 yards, 80 plus, right?
Yep.
And we're going to take you through the whole process. Jimmy's got his set up already. I haven't got mine set up. We're going to take pictures. We're going to take videos. We're going to do all that kind of stuff. And we're going to get it out there on the shooting all summer at 80 plus yards. And that's the deal.
I dialed mine in the other night. I was practicing at 100. Here, hold that, Justin. So the way this works is I've got three fixed pins. So I'm good at 20, 30, 40. And my sight tape starts at 40. And then if I need to shoot anything over 40, I just move it down to whatever yardage I want. So if I'm going to shoot 80 yards.
Now explain to them where it actually moves versus most other sights. Not necessarily all, just most others.
Well, like this one here, there's a wheel on this side. So this is a really important feature. So if I want to shoot 80 yards, I roll down to 80 on my pointer on my tape, and then I use my bottom pin, and I'm good at 80. What's really nice about the sword sights is my release is in the way. If I'm in a hunting situation, and I've got my release hooked up, and I'm like, oh, I need to be at 60. What's nice is you reach up on this side of the bow, and it's got a big knob that's easy to get to even with gloves on, and you can roll that down. The second nice thing is the yardage tape is on the inside of your bow. So since I'm right-handed and I'm going to be holding my bow like this, I'll be looking at the inside of my riser anyway. So it's the tape is facing me. I don't have to turn the bow like on some of the other brands that have a knob or a lever back here. You have to look back here in behind where your quiver might be.
It's a lot less movement.
Yeah, a lot less.
It's a lot less movement. A
lot less movement. So, and this thing is literally built like a tank. I mean, it's solid aluminum. They are super, super nice sights. So,
hey, John, I do have the Mankini. I know that you miss it. I will send you pictures shortly. I actually lost my phone. And
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. And the old phone that I have actually has the original pictures on it. So I will make a little collage, maybe a meme or something of that nature, blow it up to like a 5-foot mannequin of myself.
We ought to do a cardboard cutout.
Drop it off at
John's farm.
Oh, for sure. Both of them. Not just me with the flex. I'm talking about the one where I accidentally drop my hat and turn around and bend over. Oh, yeah. It's going down.
Oh, shoot. So, anyway, that's Sword Sights. You guys be sure and check out the video we just put on Facebook. We did a Facebook Live so you guys could actually see this particular sight. Sword Sights are top quality. Made in the USA. Great company. Stand behind their product 100%. As well as Tree Limb Quivers. Tree Limb Quivers are made in the USA.
And don't forget, what color is that right there?
White. You can customize the color of the ring.
Exactly.
That faces you.
The Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Wants a white ring on the outside.
That's right. Johnny Cash. I forgot about that.
That's right.
I forgot.
So you can.
I like white.
Yeah,
personally.
I do too. We both shot what? Green, and you know, green was nice.
And I've had some orange ones.
Yeah, orange, yellow. I mean, there's been a few different ones, but when I ordered the white by mistake. It was everything in my bow is black and white. I'm not going to have a big green, you know, ring around my sight. I want white. So I ended up putting the white around my black gold. And
both of us were like, whoa, yeah, that's really
it
nice.
It blew up even at night. We went outside and we shot, and it was just awesome the way it lit up, especially with if you're using the black peep sight. It you can really cover that thing up real nice.
Yep.
So
works good. So check out Sword Sights, Tree Limb Quivers. Go to your local pro shop. Check them out. If the pro shop doesn't have them, let your pro shop know that they can get a hold of Sword Sights. Fill out a dealer app. There's no dealer minimums. They can order just your sight.
Super
if that's
easy.
What you want.
Yeah, it's not. There's no red tape. There's no nothing like that.
Yep.
You can get a hold of Rod. Rod's a really good dude to deal with.
Yep.
Everybody loves a Rod.
Straight shooter.
That's right.
He'll tell you what it's like.
And you can get set up really easy. And he can probably get a few in and just let you try them. Even if they don't want to go full bore and buy $20,000 worth of crap like some other places.
Yep. Swordsight.com. Check them out. See what you think. Honestly. It's really easy to brag on a product that's this high of quality. It really is.
Yeah.
Because I believe in it. If I didn't believe in it, it wouldn't be on my bow.
And I'm sitting here holding this thing, and it's just, there's just a really big difference. Even when you hold it in the package, you pick it up and you go, man, that's a beast.
Yeah,
that's
substantial.
It's never, like, you can put this on your bow, and it's a tank. Like, and I'm not saying it's going to put, like, a crap ton of weight on your bow or nothing like that. You can just tell that, I mean, yeah, if you don't want to drop it out of a tree, but
it's not going to be light like the cheap True Glow carbon sights.
Right. But if you do drop it out of a tree, the odds of anything going wrong with it are a lot better than most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yep. Check them out. Swordsight.com. So that's it for sponsors.
Is it?
For now.
For now. We got some shit in the works, guys. I'm telling you.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We'll have some more info
very shortly.
Within the next 30 days, I'd say.
Yeah.
We'll have some info on a really cool sponsor that's going to send Justin and I on a hunt this fall.
Yep.
The one that we talked about already where we're going to pull the prank on a TV celebrity hunter.
Yes.
And we've got another sponsor Justin's reaching out to. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be very surprising about that other sponsor if we get it.
You think so? Sponsored by Kotex.
Yes.
When you're bleeding like a stuck hog, Kotex. It's the way to go. I've never felt so secure in the swimming pool when I have my period than when I use Kotex. Wobbly Arrow approved. Use Kotex. And I'm an idiot.
No.
So today's Father's Day.
It sure is.
So happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are unfortunate enough to have to listen to this podcast.
I know, right? Especially if you're going to listen today when we load it. That means that your Father's Day was pretty shitty. You're up having some Fireball and and you know things just didn't go your way. Maybe
or medical marijuana.
Maybe the only thing you got for Father's Day was a card. And no hug, no nothing.
I got a kick-ass Father's Day gift today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
Cameron got me a really cool gift.
Uh-huh.
I got a picture frame that says Best Dad with no picture in it, so I get to pick the picture that goes in it. But then he got me this like office pencil holder that's got like two things here and a big thing here to hold like notepads. And it says...
It just says Dad on the front.
Dad on the front. And then it's got a picture of Cameron when he was little on one side and a picture of Carter when he's little
on the other. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's so fantastic.
I got Mackenzie. Of course, she is my craft girl. She crafted up this whole big thing where her hand is a fish and it's got like a fish hook and everything. It's like Best Dad,
all that
stuff. So that was good. That was awesome.
I bet it was green.
No, actually it was red fish.
Oh, well, she had green paint on her leg earlier.
Well, there was probably some green in there. Okay. Yeah, I think that might have been like some grass or heel or something. And then the boys actually picked this out. And they were like, well, we're going to stop at Walgreens. I'm like, they're going to run in there and get me a card. I was like, you guys don't have to run and get me a card because we was trying to get here. And she comes back out with this weird envelope. They made a collage of like fish, me and Bronson and his turkey, and like a 12 by 9
picture. Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And just had a bunch of different pictures of, you know, me and the boys and smallmouth fishing and deer hunting and all that stuff and kind of put it all on that. And I got the opposite of what you got. You got nothing. You got a frame with nothing in it. I got a picture that I got to get a frame for. I was really excited.
Huh?
I picked out a picture for it and I loved the picture. It took me forever to pick it out. And come to find out, I printed a 4x6, and that picture frame was for a 6x4.
What? Really?
Yeah. So like I printed a portrait, and it was actually
landscape.
Like, right.
Gotcha.
So I gave you the picture, but then you get to pick out a picture for it because it's got to be a horizontal print.
She gave me the frame, but I get to pick out the picture.
Right.
Yeah. You said I gave you the picture, but you get to pick out a picture.
Yeah, that too.
You can tell he's related to you.
Have you been sneaking Fireball when I'm not looking?
No. We're gonna go with no.
He's been going. He's been going Michelob Ultra on your ass. Is what he's been doing. Unfortunately, I'm the only alcoholic on the Wobbly Arrow podcast.
So, in honor of Happy Father's Day, I've got a story to tell about the first time I ever took Cameron on a deer hunt.
Oh shit!
Cameron, how old were you? About five?
If that, yeah.
Four or five. And when he was little, he was all about deer hunting because dad was into deer hunting.
Right.
And so we talked about, you know, we're going to go out and sit in a tree stand. I had a buddy stand out here in the woods and we're going to dress warm because it's really cold out. It was gun season. And when we get outside, we have outside voices because
right.
the deer will hear us. You know? So I preached outside voice, buddy, outside. Yeah. Okay, dad. Okay. So we walk back here and we're walking across the dam of the pond where you walk across the tree. And all of a sudden I turn around and Cameron's like not behind me. You go, I say, hey buddy, what's wrong? Dad! I'm like, oh shit. Something's killing him because he screams.
Oh really?
I'm like, whoa, what's the matter, buddy? What's the matter? I gotta poop. I said, Well, do me a favor. I said, you feel like you have to poop because we got a bunch of clothes on, we're hot from walking. We're like 20 yards from the stand, 30 yards from the stand. As soon as we get to it and get up in it and you cool down, you won't have to poop anymore. Okay. I said, I promise. And he made it. He didn't poop his pants or anything.
Okay, cool. The other son, yeah.
Yeah, the other son. Yeah. I wasn't there for that one. I wish I would have been. That would have been funny. I would have been filming him.
Yeah, you've been standing on the ground just watching the turds drop.
Oh, no, they didn't drop. He filled his pants.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah. He filled up a pair of pants.
He was coming down the ladder stand.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he hit the ground, it was like the floodgates opened.
That was me. It turned around and grabbed my seat and shit off the side.
Did you?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Poop off the side of the tree. I thought I was going to have to poop today when we were putting up the course.
I know you did. Oh, I was so... Okay, guys. I was on the ready just to get pictures, photos, anything. Jimmy had to shit so bad that he had that look in his face.
I was contemplating jumping in the creek and pooping.
Yeah, using the creek as a bidet. Just splashing it
splash
up.
Splash my butt.
His little booty hole.
My little booty hole. Right, right. No, I had to poop. We were down in the bottoms. So even if we would have turned around and came back immediately, it would have been a 5-minute ride to the house.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my butthole gets hot. It's one of those poops that I'm going to be able to shit.
And we're already sweaty. There's sweat running down the crack of his ass. It's lubed up. It's ready to roll.
We're ready for takeoff.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to come out smooth.
I got a poop, guys.
So I'm waiting for just like a little brown streak to come down his leg. I'm waiting for, you know, any kind of spot to show up on his shorts because he's got like one leg propped up on the target.
We've got and like 12 targets.
I've got a clear shot of his butthole is what I've got. And I am ready is what I'm ready. I'm just hoping that he shits himself. He never did.
You know what? I probably should have. Should have handed you my phone, said, let's video this. We'll go viral.
I told you. All you had to do while we're moving down, I mean, you were already set up. Your ass was hanging halfway off of that trailer. All you'd have done was drop trowel.
Dude, it would have been projectile.
Just shot it out. I mean, that would have been great.
It would have been like, yeah, it would have been bad.
Yeah, I mean, the shoot's over. You don't have to worry about anybody stepping in it or nothing like
it
that.
It would have probably sprayed up into the trees.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been great, too.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
What was that movie? Hall Pass. You ever watch Hall Pass?
Don't think so.
In the movie Hall Pass, these guys are married. They get a free pass.
Oh, yeah.
They go
to sleep with whoever they want.
Right, and this guy picks up a girl. He takes her back home. She's drunk, and she's sitting on the edge of a bathtub.
Yep,
I remember that. And then she sneezes, and then just
shits all over.
Everywhere. Just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Shit humor. So, that's great.
Oh, I love it. It's always funny. And Justin and Dustin were Justin and Dustin.
Justin and Dustin sitting in a tree.
The tandem. Tag team world. Anyway, they were, you could tell, they were just hoping and praying that I was going to shit my pants.
Oh, yeah.
They were. You know how it is when you're around your buddies and they're like, oh my God, look at this. He's getting ready to shit his pants.
Right. Oh, yeah. My God, oh, yeah. It was great. I was ready for it.
Because my face, I had the pained look of, mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I'm like a mile from the house. There's no way. I'm shitting in the woods if I have to go.
Yeah.
There's no choice.
Yeah.
But I made it. Thankfully, it went away. So in honor of Father's Day, I'm going to introduce the Wobbly Arrow podcast to my dad.
Yeah.
He's not here, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about him.
For sure.
And it's funny, when I told him what I was going to do at the shoot Saturday, he was here. He's walking around introducing himself to people. Hey, I'm Jimmy's dad. Dale, nice to meet you. Hey, if you hear him talk about me on the podcast, he's getting ready to lie to you. So don't believe anything he says.
Oh,
he's
no
like
shit.
Doing damage control.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Because of what. And so his nickname is Snake. So if anybody, any of the listeners, if you know my dad, please refer to him as Snake, even to his face.
Right.
He hates it.
Yes.
He can't stand it.
Right.
So call him Snake. My mom started it. It was his nickname at work years ago because he was deathly afraid of snakes. And the guys would pull pranks about find dead snakes or live snakes and put them on his, you know, outside of his door or whatever. So that's how he got the nickname Snake. So we've started calling him Snake. And he was nice enough. Wednesday, he took me. We had to go down to Bedford, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bedford that's south of Bloomington? Or is it New Bedford?
It's Bedford.
Okay. Well, we had to go down there to pick up this church pew that Lori and I bought off Facebook Marketplace. We wanted a church pew for the new house because the current owners had a church pew right inside the door
and
to
it was
sit on.
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah. You like that?
Yes.
So all of them that size go for like $350, $400. Well, I found one for $150, but it's like 2 hours away. I'm like, we're going. Dad took his truck and he went with me. What I found out was Dad plugs in this radar detector. And it's supposed to be battery powered. In case it loses power, it stays on for him.
Right.
And the volume's on like 11 or 12.
Right.
I mean, it's
blow your eardrums out.
Oh, yeah. My mom hates it. Can't stand it. Well, here's the funny part. So Dad will be driving, and the radar detector will just power down. And he's like, what the hell? He's like driving down the road, hitting buttons. What the hell? Pulling the plug in. My God, maybe I need to change battery. What the hell? And he goes nuts because his radar detector won't work. Well, here's the kicker. The man doesn't speed. We go 52 and a 55. We'll go 27 and a 35. I'm like, what the hell do you even care?
Right.
He's like, well, it's there. I won't get a ticket. I said, well, Jesus Christ, you're not going to get a ticket anyway.
Right.
We're going 53 miles an hour.
Why the hell would you? Dale.
Snake.
Snake. Come on. Was I not supposed to say his real name?
No, that's fine. I mean,
so are you just now figuring out that he's using a radar detector? He's done this for years.
What is he using it for?
I'm not even kidding.
Snake, what are you using it for?
When I turned 16, had the Impala, that was his reason to get a new radar detector, was he gave me his old one.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Snake was trying to get my kid to speed.
No, he was trying to save me from tickets. That didn't
that
help
didn't work
all.
Out too
no,
well.
It did not.
All right, I'm gonna save you some money, Snake. All right. Instead of going out and spending $120 on a piece of technology that doesn't work because they have lasers now.
Oh no, he's got an argument for that.
Huh?
He's got an argument for that.
You don't have an argument because you're not on a podcast and you're wrong. What you need to do is there is an app called Waze.
W-A-Z-E.
Yes. And believe it or not, there's millions and millions of people that use this on a constant basis. That didn't sound right. But you understand.
Consistent basis?
Consistent. There we go. Started with a C. Started with a C. All you got to do is turn it on. You can be sitting at your house, not doing nothing. You can turn it on. And they'll tell you where the cops are because there's other people out there driving. And they'll go, ooh, look, a cop. And they'll hit the Waze button because you get, like, points and stuff
yeah.
for using the app. And then you can, like, get cool cars and stuff that looks like it's driving on there. But it's just, all it is an app.
Oh, my God.
That tells you exactly where everything is. If there's a car on the side of the road where you're getting ready to drive, it'll come up and say, hazard, you need to get over to the left.
You have no idea what this potentially could start in my mom's house.
Well, you know what? He would at least learn how to use his damn phone.
Whenever you said that you get points, so we're talking about Snake got addicted to Farmville for a while.
Oh, dude, it's way more addicted than Farmville because it's real life.
Well, here's the thing, though. He has like $8 gazillion on Farmville. Like he's running like 12 farms. It was nuts.
Jesus.
So imagine him if he decides he wants to level up with points and ways. He'll be driving around looking for cops. Just hit the cop button.
Yeah.
Either that or he'll be hitting the cop button everywhere and they'll kick him off.
Yeah, they'll kick you off for that.
That's true.
But honestly, it has a lot of benefits. I mean, you can just use it as your GPS and
like a commercial.
It'll tell you exactly where all the cops are. Maybe we should be sponsored by Waze.
Sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
When the Wobbly Arrow travels, we choose Waze.
It's the better way to get around.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, it tells you where everything is, like construction. It runs you all around it and all kinds of crap. So, you know, it's I would arguably say it's better than Google Maps.
I was the first guy on Quality Lime Road here in Marshall to use it because of my trip home one day when I first started using it actually, like, dinged the road that the road was there. It wasn't on there.
Oh, really?
If you drive down a road that hasn't been driven down, like they know it's there because of the map, but they've never had a Waze user down it, it like the screen changes and it like puts coins out in front of you.
Really?
And well, as you're going, really cool. You get a point or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's cool shit. Yeah.
That was years ago when it first came out. I tried it.
But it's awesome. I mean, you can.
And it's used to
you can
free.
Even talk to your friends. It like tells you, like if you have Facebook friends, it tells you where they are while they're driving.
This sounds like a great idea.
Well, I know. Well, I was driving down the road and it said Greg Poole was so many miles away from me. I'm like, which way do I go? Which way do I go to get Greg? They wouldn't tell me which way to go, but I tried like it.
Oh, that's funny. So from now on, from time to time, you're going to hear funny stories about Snake. The Adventures with Snake.
Adventures of Snake.
Yep. Yep, we've got the, what do they call that? The token old angry guy of the show.
Yeah.
Like the old.
And but he's not real angry. He's just, you know, just a little bit too big of a Trump fan.
Well, is there such thing as too big?
Never.
Donald likes things bigly.
He does like bigly things.
So I'm guessing Dad Trump. You know what,
I'm pretty sure your dad is building a wall around his house.
You know what, though, would be funny?
Keep the Mexicans
if
out.
If Snake and Trump ever got to sit down together, they'd probably hit it off.
Probably would, yeah. You got a good point.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
For one, he'd geek out for about 20 minutes. I think your dad would just completely, you know how like you geeked out in front of Dudley and I geeked out in front of Fred Eichler?
Yeah.
I think for about 20 minutes, your dad would just be like jello.
Think
you know
so?
What I mean? Yeah, just melt. Yeah, and then definitely. And then once they actually got into a conversation, I believe they'd be best friends and he'd end up moving into the White House. Because Trump doesn't live there.
Yes, he does.
No, he lives in his own apartment in fucking New York.
No, he
yeah,
doesn't.
He just visits the White House. That's all he does.
Oh my God, Snake's blood pressure's going up as you speak.
Why? Okay, and you've heard a lot of comedians say this. Why would somebody with that much money and a way more awesome house live in a shittier house?
because that's the job. Yeah. He signed up for it. You signed up for it.
He did sign up for it.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't sign a lease.
He hadn't quit. You got to quit if you don't want to live there, in my opinion.
That's true. I get what you're saying.
If you don't like it, quit. It's like the when Blagojevich was governor of Illinois, he wouldn't live in the governor's mansion in Springfield. He wanted to, he stayed in Chicago, and he flew back and forth.
Well, you know what? That's a little bit different because you are pretty much showing your whole state that nobody else matters over Chicago, which is the same fucking reason why you're moving.
Yep.
But you know, that's kind of bullshit.
I'm voting with my feet. That's what they call that when you leave the state. But here's the thing. I heard somebody the other day, it may have been on Rogan's podcast, a guy said it, and I mean, a light bulb went off. It's like, he said, here's a nice thing about, he was talking about libertarians, how libertarians want all of the law to be based at the state level, not federal.
Right.
They're like, federal, stay out of it. Let the states handle it. Because states can then compete.
With other states.
For citizens.
Yeah.
He said, which is great because if you have a big state that caters to extremely liberal ideas and this stuff, all the liberal people can move there and be happy.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be taxed to death, but
they can be happy. Yeah.
And then the people who maybe want more conservative stuff can go to this other state and live and be happy.
They kind of already have that already. But the states are kind of split between, like, Illinois is a really big one because you have like the most liberal, one of the most liberal cities, you know, and crime rates are stupid and all that stuff. And then you drive 2 hours south and you go to one of the biggest redneck parts of the country in the United States with, you know, as far as deer hunting and, you know, big trucks and all that stuff, and it's two different worlds. Like you could honestly split the state and just make two different states, and Indiana's not like that. It's just Indianapolis is a little bit, but it's not
all big cities are usually are fairly.
We were talking about you shitting your pants again.
We did, yeah. So. Big cities generally, like Champaign-Urbana, Champaign County is pretty blue.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They want to congregate there and do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's fine.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. And then we got Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
That's a little roughy inside.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's not bad.
Hang on 1 second. And we're back.
And we're crack.
We are back in black. We hit the side.
I hit the side.
Yeah, we were talking about state stuff.
Bad news.
It started with Trump and Snake's love affair.
Yeah.
Is how we got on that tangent.
I believe. I mean, if Snake had just a tad bit bigger titties and was a little younger, they could get married.
Or would he just be like his secretary?
Yeah. So, right, yeah. Get this. He's calling out Snake for titties. We're on the trailer.
Oh, yeah. This is fucking hilarious.
Headed down to the bottoms today to get the thing. And I'm standing up at the tailgate like I always do because you don't want to sit down. There's no shocks on the trailer.
Right.
You hit a big bump, it goes straight up your butthole into your spine and kills your brain. But anyway, no, it hurts you pretty bad. I told Justin, I said, you might want to stand up, dude. We're getting ready to go through some bumpy stuff. He's like, I'll be all right. I'm like, okay. So I'm standing there. And when you're standing, you can bend your knees a little bit and you absorb, you know. I'm watching him just jiggle and bounce, and I'm like, you tired of that yet? He goes, no, actually, I can feel my titties bouncing. He said they're like
shock absorbers.
Shock absorbers for my body.
That's right, yeah. Taking all the bounce away.
And then we start bouncing more, and he like grabs his tits and holds them still.
Just sitting there holding them. I don't want him to hit me in the face. I mean, that would be embarrassing, right?
I would have laughed. It would have made a good video. So...
I have suckling titties.
Suckling titties.
Suckling.
So let's talk about the river accident.
Oh, the river accident.
What was going
on? It's actually quite simple. So for the past, as you guys have seen on Instagram, I have posted a lot of fishing pictures.
Because that's all he does.
Over the past month, I work a night shift. I get off around anywhere between 6 and 8. I get off work.
A.M.?
Yeah. And I go fishing. Till about 12, 1 o'clock. And when I catch a nice fish, I post it on Instagram, Fish Brain, you know, a few different places. I'll post some on the Facebook page. And this whole time, I had my phone my Galaxy S8 Plus. My baby.
He's an Android homo.
I love my Android. And so I had that, and I had the little credit card thing on the back. So I had my credit card, my driver's license, my other cards that I'm not going to mention right now. And just some stuff that I needed.
You got like these sex club cards?
No, it's a work card.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had all these cards, and I put it in a plastic bag. I put it in my pocket. I go wade fishing. You know, if I want to take a picture, I can take it out, take a picture, yada, yada, yada. So I'm wading about my knees. You know, I'm not going stupid. I'm not, you know, titties deep and hoping my phone's okay. You know, it's nothing like that. My phone's in my pocket. You know, I'm like knee deep, and I'm just kind of wading out through there. We're fishing. Well, I hit this just big ass hole, and I fall down. And at first, it's funny. I got my buddy with me, J Rod. You know, the guy with the big long neck.
Yeah.
And he's laughing.
Was he laughing at you?
Oh yeah, he was laughing his ass off at me. I got my pack on. I got tennis shoes on. I have a fishing rod attached to my pack. I have a fishing rod in my hand. So I'm trying to swim out of this hole in a river. It's in a fucking river. So I'm not just like in this little pool. I'm in a flowing river going down the river. and he's laughing, and I'm trying to swim with one arm and keep my head above water. And because everything's sinking me. Oh, shit. And so.
I wish they could see your hands.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm sitting there bobbing. And I get to my little shallow spot, you know, and I stand up. Kind of, you know, I'm still like neck deep, but at least I got my feet on the ground. And I'm like, okay. And I get a little shallower. And I kind of fill my pockets. And I'm like, you know, most of the stuff is there. Even my chew can. You know, I'll tell you what. Longhorn.
When the wobbly arrow needs nicotine, we turn to
Longhorn pouches. They have the most waterproof can in the world. I'm telling you, I had this thing was submerged underwater in my pocket for about 5 minutes. Never got a drop of water. It is water tight.
T-I-T tight.
Like Jimmy's vagina. And so I stand up and I'm like, man, I think I lost my phone, and I'm starting to kind of freak out. I have it in a bag and, you know, all kinds of stuff, and stuffed in my pocket. Just, I mean, I'm taking precautions. You know what I mean? It's not like I don't think it can come out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I lost my phone. And Jared was like, I don't think you lost your phone. I think you left it in the truck, because we used Google Maps to get down here and go fishing so we could find the spot. I'm like, oh, you know what? You're probably right. I think I left it in the truck. So we fish the rest of the day. And I catch the carp with the mouth and take the funny picture. And all that bull crap. Did he just get a haircut?
No, he's just not wearing a hat.
Oh, no. Some really gay sunglasses.
So let's finish this story.
So anyway, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I didn't lose my phone. So I have a $900 phone in my pocket. And I have all these cards, debit cards, credit cards, driver's license. It's my corporate lodging card for work is what it is. It's what gets me into the hotels. Okay, all this stuff. Is in everything, all the money I have with me, my fishing license, everything I have is on that phone, in my pocket, in a plastic bag. So I'm like, I'm kind of freaking out, but you know, I had a little whiskey, so I wasn't too bad, you know. I was like, you know what? It's probably in the truck. J-Rod thinks it's in the truck. I don't remember bringing it out here. It's probably in the truck. We get up to the truck. It's not there. So I start freaking out a little bit, and it turns out we tried to call it, go straight to voicemail. I know I had a full charge. So we immediately assume, well, the only reason why it's going to go straight to voicemail is because it doesn't have service. It might not be destroyed because it's in a bag, a watertight bag, but it's definitely at the bottom of the river. So I lost everything in about 5 seconds that I have to go anywhere, do anything. And it's all gone.
So there was no chance of finding it.
Oh, no. Muddy river.
Muddy river.
Yeah, above my head. You can't see 6 inches down in this water. If I would have lost it in 2 foot of water, I'd have never found it, let alone 6 foot of water. So, yeah. If anybody wants to go raid the bottom of the river in the middle of Dayton, Ohio, you could find you a brand new Galaxy S8. That could possibly work.
Because it's in the watertight bag.
Yeah, it's in the watertight bag. All the credit cards are canceled. Sorry.
Damn.
But it's very possible. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Somebody found it and
called you.
That'd be awesome.
Like, is your phone number on your driver's license?
Oh, yeah. There's naked pictures of my wife on there and everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. There's naked pictures on my wife on every phone.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Probably even on yours.
My phone?
No. But, yeah, everything's on there.
Wow.
I'd say I called Verizon, let them know what happened. They can actually completely disable the phone.
Can they?
Yeah. And it's all on fingerprint. So if the fingerprint's done so many times, it completely factory resets the phone.
Oh, okay.
So
Mandy's cooter is safe.
Yeah, her cooter's safe. Among all kinds of other pictures.
Jesus Christ.
How many pictures you have on that thing?
You don't want to know.
Really? That many?
Thousands. That's just a Mandy.
Oh, jeez.
I work on the road, man. Sexting is a thing.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I was going to say.
Maybe back in the day. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
No. Nah.
Been too long.
Yeah.
Getting old?
Yeah, getting old.
Like, you want to see my boobies?
Nah. Well, I don't have anything to show her. That's the problem. She's got all kinds of stuff she could show me, but she don't want to see no pictures of my saggy balls. So
you don't think she wants dick pics?
Nah.
You tell me women don't like dick pics.
Little tiny penis. I don't.
You don't think she misses it?
My penis?
Yeah.
I'm sure she does, but not that much. Yeah, I mean, she wants it every now and then
when she's drinking. Is that the ticket? Is that why you're a fun pusher?
Have
a drink.
Exactly. Yeah. Have some alcohol.
Have
baby.
A cocktail.
Be all right. Yeah.
Let's have a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. My cock and your tail.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it. You said it. Oh, that's hilarious. So hang on 1 second. We'll be right back. And we're back again.
Back again.
What the hell is that?
It's time to wake up and go to work, bitches.
Is that what that means?
Yep.
Don't you feel bad that you're leaving all your coworkers behind because of your carelessness and recklessness on your off hours?
No.
What?
Why would I feel bad?
Because you're putting your coworkers in a bind.
No, I'm not.
See how short it gets.
But maybe there's a lesson to be learned here.
No.
What's the lesson?
I don't know. What's the takeaway from this?
First of all, don't fall in the river.
That's true.
That's a joke. No, but seriously. I think they actually sell, they're like waterproof packages just for cell phones.
Okay, listen. No, this is not what we're going to do here.
No.
Okay, now I've already talked to my wife.
Wait, I'm working up a sponsor.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Now, the main place I know to sell these is Walmart. But
when the Wobbly Arrow needs nice stuff,
we go to fucking Walmart.
I love how you said that in a question. We go to Walmart?
No, but you should hit up Longhorn.
Okay, but listen.
Your juice stayed dry.
Listen,
so your
listen.
Phone.
This is actually.
Does Longhorn make phone cases?
Well, okay.
Floatable phone cases.
But listen, I want a nice waterproof digital camera.
Okay.
So I can leave my phone in the car.
Okay.
I can go out and take pictures for the
Wobbly
Arrow.
So if you lost the waterproof digital camera, I wouldn't have to worry
about losing it. I don't have to put it in a waterproof case. I can actually tie it to something when I want to use it. So I'll never have to worry about losing it.
Okay.
I have an actual satchel. It's got my baits in it. All right. I take this satchel. Satchel's got little rings on it. I can attach the camera to the ring.
Oh my god.
On my satchel.
Freaking professional.
I think you mispronounced man purse.
Man purse. Well, no, it's not a man purse. Oh, time to wake up again.
Shut that off. Do you not know how to... Does Android not have mute on it?
There's only two. I didn't turn them off.
It's because when it's in his man purse, it's a little more quiet.
Yeah, it's a little quieter in my man purse. I can't help it.
In his satchel.
My satchel. It's actually...
When the Wobbly Arrow needs to go fishing, we use satchels.
We use satchels. It's actually a wading bag. It's for wade fishing. It's got like holes in it, so the water will drain out.
Bag.
So...
What the fuck is that?
It's Tyler.
Damn it, Tyler. No, I'm just kidding. So I can hook it onto that, and it'll take really good pictures, even better than my phone.
Okay.
And I can have pictures for whatever, you know, we go do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you're always around water.
Yeah, the weather's nice, it makes sense. But also what makes sense is they make a fucking, it's a floating waterproof bag that you can just put your phone in. And if you lose it, it'll float to the top and you can just grab it.
God, I would love to see you chase running down the side of a river.
That'd be a whole lot. That'd be a whole lot better than me walking down the side of the river, knowing that that son of a bitch is at the bottom, and there's no reason for me to be sitting here awake trying to find the son of a bitch. Yeah, me and J Rod's walking down the river like it's gonna be right up here, ain't it? Nope, it's not there anymore. I wish it was there, but it's not there anymore. So, yeah, that's what we did for about a half an hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when we should have been sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I went to bed at 3. I got up at 7.
Oh, my.
So, I did a whole... Okay, so I got up at 8. I worked till 8 in the morning. We went fishing until about 1, because that's looking for my phone. And then I got back. I had to... you know, turn this damn thing on. And then that took me 2 hours.
Oh my.
So I got to bed at 3 so I could have a phone. I woke back up at 7, couldn't go back to sleep. Worked a whole nother night shift. I got off work, got back in my car because I have no money. I have no chew. I have no nothing. I have no food. I'm like, I'm not going to borrow money from guys at work. I'm just going to go home, take some vacation. So that's what I did. And so I drove home. I got home at 11:15. I got out of my car, walked in my house, got hugs and presents from my children, got back in the car, drove to Jimmy's, and then we bullshitted till now.
But we had a competition today, Cameron.
We sure did.
Really?
Yeah. We sure did.
J-Ho and I finally, it worked out well. Kara was here. Dustin was here.
Yeah.
I got a chance to go out and do a little shoot.
We've never shot. That was actually the first time, because when me and Jimmy met, he messed up his shoulders and then got diabetes. So we, you know, we haven't actually been able to just go out and shoot. We went out and shot with a group of people, but never just me and him. So we go out and we shoot. Jimmy actually was up 2 targets. We were going by targets. So if I got a 5 and he got a 12, we were counting that as his target, not mine, because I'm shooting recurve. He's shooting his compound. His hunting bow.
Yeah.
And we're both, you know, of course, I'm instinctive shooting. I don't need a range finder, and he's guessing his yardage. So, you know, he's got his new sword sight, and we're all out there shooting stuff like that. And how many targets we get?
7 or 8.
Yeah.
8.
So the funny part was, we had every intention. Jimmy beat me. Okay, straight up, Jimmy beat me. And
I did pretty good for unknown.
I normally struggle with unknown. And he did really good. He was hitting some really good shots.
So here's my problem with unknown for me. And it might be like this for other people who shoot known. Normally known means I take out a rangefinder and I range the target. And I'm like, oh, that's 37 yards.
That's not fair.
What pen do you
use? With me shooting, especially I haven't shot my damn recurve in like 3 months.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll shoot unknown.
Yeah.
My problem previously was I would pick a number. And I'd be like, oh, my God, is that it? As I'm drawing on the animal, instead of saying, yep, that's 41 yards, and I'm going to use my 40-yard pen and make a good, strong shot, I'd be like, is that 41 or could that be 36? Is it 41 or is it 36? As I'm making the shot, instead of focusing on just make a strong shot.
The bad
shot,
part is he usually picks the wrong number.
So today I'm like, screw it. I'm going to pick a number, and I'm going to go with it. And the first number, I was way off.
Yes.
On the elk.
And there was a couple you were off a little bit.
Yeah.
But... you know, considering that, you know, we should probably shoot more than what we do, and we're going to.
Yep.
Once all this bullshit is done, and we're, you know, we're all set up. But it was so Jimmy shot amazing. He shot really, really good, especially for, you know, both of us not guessing any yardages or shooting. I didn't do too bad, and you know, I even took a couple of bomb shots about 40 yards, and I didn't shoot as bad as what I thought I would. I didn't miss a target.
Yep.
So that's a plus. And I shot some smaller ones. Honestly, the funniest part of this whole thing is we get to target 8. We had every intention of going through the whole course, because we were the last 2 to go through. We were like, well, this is the last time anybody's going to shoot here. We'll shoot the whole course, and when we're done with every target, we'll pull it and we'll lay it out in the track to go pick it up with the trailer. So we get up to, you know, number 8, and it's like, well, this is the moose. What I don't understand is why in the fuck they would drag the moose back in the woods for one, but they did. So we shoot the moose. Jimmy's actually up. He was up three, and then he got up to two because I got one up on him. And so by the time it was all over at eight targets, he was up two on me on two targets. And we get to the moose, and we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're getting ready to go down the hill, not down at the bottom, and go down to Lookout Mountain. And so we grab the moose, and we are huffing and puffing. And
this target
just,
weighs about 300 pounds.
Yeah, and we're both sitting there. We're going, are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, we're good. Let's go. We get halfway. You good? Do you want to take a break? I don't want to take a break unless you want to take a break. And so neither of us take a break. We drag it all the way out, and then we go back and get the steaks. And then I'm like, you want to shoot some more? He's like, not really. I'm like, yeah, I don't really. I think we should go get some water. And so we go back and get water, and we didn't
our
finish
backs are,
shit. Yeah.
Our backs are tightening up.
Yeah.
This bad. Segment brought to you by Icy Hot. When yeah. Wobbly Arrow has aches and pains, we turn to Icy Hot.
Yeah. Stick it up your asshole. It burns a little.
Where did that come from?
Experience.
Tell me about this Icy Hot.
I have no experience. Oh. I will say, no, I'll take that back. If you put Icy Hot on your, like, let's say you got some, like, shoulder pain, okay?
Yep.
And you're like, all right, cool.
Tell us how it is, Shaq.
I was playing baseball, all right?
Oh, okay.
I was playing baseball, and I got off of baseball practice, and I was an outfielder, so that particular day our coach was pissed off because we couldn't hit the cutoff man. Or second base whatsoever. So he's like, we're not throwing it all the way to second. We're going to one hop it. So we're out there and we're crow hopping and throwing. Ground balls, crow hop, throw. One hop. Get it right in there. We did it all fucking day until we got it right. Which that more tired your arm gets, the less you're going to throw hard, the better you can one hop one in there. So we got pretty good at it, you know, but unfortunately by the time we were done, my cousins and stuff, we all want to go play some basketball and my arm is fucking blowing up. My mom's like, I got this. It wasn't Icy Hot. It was a medical
Bengay.
Yeah. It might've been Bengay. I don't know what the hell it was. About 10 years. But so it was some kind of, it was an Icy Hot, but it was like a medical one. So it was a little bit more stout.
Okay.
So it was, I mean, it was the same concept.
Right.
So she's like, oh, just rub some of this on your shoulder and, you know, go play some basketball. So I go play basketball. It's 102 degrees outside. I rub this stuff on my shoulder. I love probably a little bit more than what I was supposed to on my shoulder. Okay. I didn't know, you know, I'm 17. So I'm like, yeah, we're playing basketball. Yeah, yeah, sweating, you know. And then so you start sweating and, you know, you're just starting to get a little sweat on your shirt and you're cool. You're good to go, you know. And you start getting a little, you know, sweat and we're outside. It's not like we're in a gym. We're outside playing basketball. It's 102 degrees. We're running around in circles. And I'm cool with sweating. I ain't got no big deal. And then all of a sudden, you know, like the crack of your ass starts to get a little wet. And your ball sack starts to get just a little wet, you know. And where's that sweat coming? It starts from your head, and it rolls downhill. So probably about halfway into the second game, I'm like, I got to go home or I got to go do something because my balls and my asshole are just burning out right now. I don't know what's wrong. So this stuff has done leak. So I'm sitting there and it's bad enough to where I'm actually freaking out. I don't know what to do. And fortunately there's a creek like right here. So I jump off a rather short bridge, 6-8 feet into this creek. And I just sit like this for about 10 minutes, I get out. As soon as I get out, the heat hits me. I get right back in. And so it's starting to get dark, and I'm still in the fucking creek. And everybody's laughing at me. And I don't know what to do. So it took it probably, you know, another, you know, I eventually, you know, got fucking smart, and I actually started rubbing the shit off because I'm in the water. I could have just took my shirt off and just been like, oh, look, it's all gone now. But I didn't. I just sat there. with, you know, my arms spread out, my legs spread apart so I can try to get some water up in my asshole and my balls.
Like a burn victim.
Yeah, it's bad. Oh, it so bad. Like, it burnt my back and my belly and all that stuff. It burnt there. But, you know, when you get it, like, on the head of your dick and on your ball sack and up in the butthole.
You got a problem.
Oh, yeah. It's a problem. Yeah. I see how I ain't got shit on this stuff. I don't know what it was. Yeah. So, I mean, it was like straight up rubbing alcohol mixed with, like, some fucking bleach or something. And you got open wounds all over your dick, like me. So... Yeah, that's kind of how my Icy Hot kind of sort of experience went.
Oh my God, I'm going to have a stroke. I was laughing so hard. That story, where has that story been?
It just kind of popped in my head. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was Grassy Elementary School. That's what it was called, Grassy. It was the actual elementary school that was there, and they had a gym outside where we used to go play.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Back in the holler, man.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my face hurts. What a way. What a show.
What a show.
So thank you guys for listening. We're going to end on that wonderful, fabulous note. Man, what a great story. I love it. The title of this program is going to be, I don't know yet, but it's going to be Icy Hot.
Grassy Burn Victim.
Oh, shoot. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget, leave us a review on Facebook or on
Instagram.
Can you leave reviews on Instagram?
No.
All right.
But you can if you want to leave a negative comment, go on our Instagram, leave a comment.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how big of an asshole you are.
He'll tell you to rub Icy Hot.
Exactly. Rub Icy Hot all over your nutsack.
So don't forget, leave us a review on Apple iTunes, Facebook.
And Fishbrain. We actually have an account on Fishbrain, which is pretty much just a straight up, it's like almost like Facebook, except for you can you log fish, log where you caught them, log what bait you caught them on, and you can post a nice, pretty little picture. And the Wobbly Arrow podcast has their own Fishbrain account.
Sweet. So, yep. Don't forget, check out swordsight.com and check out the Illinois ASA Federation on Facebook.
Tree limb quivers. Don't forget about them.
That's right. Until next time.
Stay wobbly.
Still not as good as Turkey Talk Tyler.
Nope.
Oh, well.
You'll get there.
Later.
We'll have him next time.